Our final speaker is Pravina Thurai Rajasingham Mukunthan, and she has a story to tell which I'm sure is going to move us all. She came here by boat from Sri Lanka at the age of 10, and 12 years later, she and her family have been served with notice of deportation. If this legislation was in place today and they said no, they would all be going to jail. So welcome Pravina, who is going to tell us about her life, her fight to make a life in Australia, and the way in which this government and its preceding governments have made her life hell. And we all need to stand with her in this hour of need. Pravina.
Has your life ever been thrown out of the window, where all your hopes and dreams of an amazing life are crushed? Where your dreams are just a whisper, where every day feels like an invisible battle trying to snatch away your hopes for a better future? This is the reality of many refugees residing in Australia. I stand before you today as a proud refugee, a woman carved from the very essence of resilience. My journey, a testimony of struggle and hope, is a testament to the unwavering determination that has guided me to this point. Each challenge has been a stepping stone to the strength, each moment of despair a bridge to today's triumph. I came to Australia at the age of 10, fleeing the horrors of my homeland by a boat in 2012. My family members were part of the freedom struggle and were killed by the Sri Lankan Plot Tamil group, and where my grandfather was brutally murdered. He was dismembered and was left in the corner of the streets. The hardest time in a person's life is often following the death of a family member. I was 1 year old when my father also disappeared. Nothing is harder for a child than to grow up without a father's support or someone to guide them in life. My journey has been one of resilience and hope. We face unimaginable challenges in life, yet we've also found strength and hope in this beautiful country. I've faced many struggles since coming to Australia, from being held on Manus Island to being denied basic rights like to work, study, and to access to healthcare. But I didn't let those obstacles define me. Instead, I've always tried my best to make the most out of every opportunity I got in life, regardless of how harsh life was on me. I dreamed of becoming a nurse ever since I was a child, since helping others has always been a big part of me. Therefore, when I was in high school, I did my best to study hard and got the opportunity to attend university. But I wasn't able to follow through with my dream due to the fact the government decided to reject our visa. Even though the case was won twice in the courts, but then the IAA decided to reject it, repeating the cycle all over again. I felt my dreams were crushed because it was so unfair all my life. I've been doing my best, but nothing was ever going my way. Even then, I still remained positive in life. I found strength in powerlifting, becoming a national champion for my body weight, and also qualifying for Worlds this year. But I won't be able to follow through with my dream of wanting to compete at Worlds unless I have a permanent residency or a citizenship. I would like to ask the government to let me represent Australia at Worlds and give back to the community, as I dream of not only wanting to compete at an international level, but also to make the country proud. Represent Australia as my home country and the land I grew up in. Just 2 days before I won the national championship, I received a call from the Department of Home Affairs telling me that I had 28 days to leave the country. The threat of deportation hangs over me like a dark cloud, casting a shadow over everything I do. I'm not alone in this struggle. The government is trying to pass deportation laws that will criminalize refugees for not cooperating in their own removal. This is not just about me, it's about the entire community living in the fear of being torn from the only home we've ever known. I stand before you today, not as a refugee, but as a proud Australian who believes in compassion and empathy. I urge you to stand with me today to speak against these injustice policies and to fight for a better, more inclusive Australia for all. Australia aims to embrace all people receptive of our differences and to help us feel valued, supported and respected. Together, we can build a future where no one lives in the fear of being torn from their homes, one where everyone has the opportunity to thrive and succeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Praveena. That was